I'm Larry Carussell with Arts Focus. The Dayton Opera will present Three Tenors Encore Sunday, February 2nd at 2:30 p.m. at the Schuster Center. Here's Kathleen Clausen, the Dayton Opera's artistic director. What inspired you to revisit the phenomenon of the great tenors locally with the Dayton Opera?
Well, first of all, 2 years ago, I did a concert in celebration of Maria Callas, where I had four young singers come in and sing all of her greatest hits. And it was a huge success. People loved it and said, you should do the same thing again, only with men. And I thought, all right, let me think about that. And I thought about the Three Tenors concert because it was so important and iconic and kind of changed the face of opera in America for a while.
And people who thought they didn't like opera suddenly found themselves watching the Three Tenors on PBS all the time.
All the time. I was thinking about that this morning. It was like every single pledge drive was the Three Tenors. And I'm there for it. It's like, here's my money. I'll watch the Three Tenors anytime. I thought about growing up that I would hear the great singers of the day on The Tonight Show, on Johnny Carson, on Ed Sullivan or something. They were guests all the time. And that kind of stopped. So there wasn't the access to the great artists for the regular people who aren't necessarily opera goers until this happened. And all of a sudden, they were household names, these tenors. And the concert itself, again, one hit after another, all the great songs. What's not to love? So I decided I wanted to bring in three tenors, three young tenors, with our beloved Howard Watkins, Daytonian, who is on the staff at the Metropolitan Opera as an assistant conductor and teaches at Juilliard and is traveling the world as the accompanist for Renee Fleming. So he's kind of a big deal, an amazing collaborator, to come in and sort of recreate that concert, but add extra spice for today's audiences with pieces that feature the talents of these three young tenors.
So who are your three, your Domingo, Carreras, and Pavarotti?
Right, exactly. I didn't actually think of them that way. What's interesting is those three singers are actually very similar, were very similar. They sang the same rep. Tenor Matthew White, this will be his first time here. I first heard him in Santa Fe singing Don Jose and Carmen. So he's spectacular singing all over the world. Robert Staley, who I first met in Santa Fe, and he was here for Beethoven Ninth and Epic Opera. So I've been wanting to bring him back. And so he's coming back. He's currently right now just finished singing in the Magic Flute at the Met and is covering a role in Aida. And Moises Salazar, a young tenor. And it's going to be thrilling to bring them together to sing all this great repertoire.
How many performances do you get of this one?
One night only, one afternoon only, Sunday afternoon, February 2nd. That's it. So I'm thrilled because, first of all, the acoustics in the Schuster are fantastic. We sort of scale things down so it feels more intimate. And that's one of the other great things about this is usually opera is this big, grand thing, but you get to be sort of up close and personal with these three singers and experience the art form in a way that you don't normally get to experience it.
And after the Three Tenors tribute concert, you do have a great big production for the end of the season.
Exactly. The grandest of all grand operas, the polar opposite of the Three Tenors. We're doing Verdi's Aida. That is April 4th and 6th, and that will close our season. It'll be the first time that the incoming maestro, Kitara Harada, will be conducting. It will be with the full ballet, full Dayton Ballet, and dancers from DCDC. So a cast of, well, not thousands, but many, many hundreds. Even though it's this grand sort of epic thing set in ancient Egypt, it is truly a love story, a love triangle. And so the people that are telling this story are real, and their dilemma is real. So that's kind of the, for me, the exciting thing about Aida. Plus, again, you know, lots of great music and fabulous choruses and dancing and visual spectacle.
And again, the performance of the Three Tenors Encore by Dayton Opera is coming up on Sunday, February 2nd at 2:30 p.m. at the Schuster Center. Get more details at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.